Hi, I'm Nancy Dufresne. Welcome to our podcast channel. We know you'll be blessed by today's message.
Glory to God. We want to welcome you to the morning edition of the Paducah Jesus the Healer Crusade. And we're excited to be here. If you're not awake yet, I'm not sure that, I'm not sure how to help. My goodness. You know, friends, I want to use our experience already in this service to encourage you along a certain lines, and that is this. You might say, well, that's not the style of music that I prefer, because maybe you like country gospel, and that was more along the black gospel line. And how many know that we need to set aside style if we're going to experience substance? When I say substance, I mean the substance of God. And I like every style that God can inhabit, right? And then really, if you haven't thought about it or haven't been taught about it, you might think, well, you know, gosh, we're just singing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, what happened to the good old hymns of the church where you know, first stanza, second stanza, third stanza, fourth stanza, can't stanza anymore. You know what I mean? Listen, there's a time and place for that. And sometimes we could do, they'll do some of those songs even here. But singing Victory, I've Got It Now. Do you see the value in you putting that in your mouth and letting your inner man be taught from your own mouth that you have it now? Can you see the value in saying 20 or 30 times, I'm feeling mighty happy, feeling mighty fine, when you feel like some country folks say, 40 miles of muddy road, you know what I mean? When you don't feel it, you tell you Like Smith Wigglesworth said, I don't ask Smith Wigglesworth how he feels. I tell him how he feels. Do you see the value in putting these things in your mouth, but not just putting them in your mouth, connecting your heart to it so that you're speaking as a result of what you believe? And when you do that, you set and you do it repeatedly over and over and over till you think, man, we've sang this enough, we've done this enough. You are actually setting spiritual law in motion in your own life. Amen. To where you can't not have the victory. You can't fail. Amen. You've already set the course and the heading for your life with your words. And so I say that because, of course, many who are here today, you understand these things. But not everybody understands. Not everybody watching by live stream. And certainly probably not even everybody in the building has a revelation of these things. So I want to take time to emphasize the value. And it's not just in words that are spoken, but there's anointing. There's anointing being ministered and transmitted. And do you know that when we were Brother Philip had his clap, could you sense flow in that? And one thing is, maybe you can't sing, but you can do this, right? And when we did it all together, it was a unified flow, and God could inhabit that. And when Brother Tony was just playing, and those little interludes, or Sister Deborah was just playing, or whoever's up there playing, it's not just sound waves. It's spirit waves. They're ministering, amen, ministering the spirit. So I'd encourage you, as we started to the other morning, saying that in every part of the service, there's answers, there's ministry occurring. And we want to become skillful in identifying and then participating in these different vehicles that are available to us. So what's a vehicle? It's something you get in and go somewhere. Yeah. And so these things will shepakina tu sene ti kafrit pants and duton sigan barside alatan parasikatana me and kansabashi de galaya. So when these opportunities come, don't just stand there, don't just stay absent, don't get mental about it, but enter in fully, enter in with your whole heart, and you'll experience results. You'll leave saying, how did I become who I am now? Amen. Amen. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. We're excited to be doing what we're doing and excited to be here. And if you drove some distance to get here or flew some distance to get here, or like us, flew and drove, y'all, we all need to believe for this airport to get some more flights, more flights. And or more planes, I guess, probably, you know, so we could all fly, whatever. But praise God, if you, I trust that this trip has already been worth the time and the expense. And I'll tell you what, it's worth it to be here. We began yesterday ministering along, of course, in the subject of prayer and making some statements. And with God's help, we want to pick up on some things and go a little further. Because how many know a big part of your life in Christ is devoted to prayer? Of course, you know, you have the Word of God. And that should be, you know, maybe the largest part of your life is taken in the Word, either directly by reading it and then also supplementing by listening to others. Of course, feeding on your pastor would be a major thing, right? But then, but also, you know, how much of our Christian life is in some kind of communication with God? Well, really, it's supposed to be quite a bit. And what we find is that it matters that we do it right. I won't go back to it, but you remember yesterday we looked at that verse in the Message translation from Matthew 6, verse 7, where it talked about people who they pretend to be prayer warriors, but they're prayer ignorant, is what it said. It's what it said in that translation. Ignorant, how many know ignorant doesn't mean evil? Right? Ignorant doesn't mean evil. Ignorant just means uninformed. And so uninformed often translates into a lack of results in your life. And then we also looked at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, which I think is just a tremendous verse, where it says, the end of all things is at hand. Be sober, therefore, and watch unto prayer. We read it in the Amplified, which reads a little differently, but that's how the King James says. We're in the end times. And Peter said, because we're in the end times, be sober. In other words, think right about things for the purpose of prayer. If you want to pray right, you need to think right. Amen. Amen. You need to think scripturally and have a scriptural understanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we said, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. I may have drank just a little too much, but you, sorry. I really had direction. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Father. Yeah. I'm being geek. Thank you, Father. What was I saying? Ha. Thank you. Maybe you come help me. Whatever you want.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. My. Last week when we were in prayer, it was decreed that there would be extreme manifestations of His glory.
Dramatic
manifestations of His glory.
Yeah, that's this, right?
He determines what that looks like. He determines what, I mean, we see His glory in the Word show up in cloud, in fire, in wind, in a still small voice. And we love it all. And if He comes in the room and sits on us, don't get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
When you came up, God reminded me of what He that came right out. We prayed that out last week. Dramatic manifestations of the glory. So, like you said, I'm gonna hush and just. Experience His presence for a minute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Worship You. We'll worship You. Worship and praise. Thank You. Thank You. Yes. Yes. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Master. Thank You for Your presence. Glory. Glory. Are you thankful for His presence? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you agree with me that God can interrupt anytime He wants to interrupt? Amen. Sometimes it's to do something. Sometimes it's to let Him impress us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But I think it's okay to maybe even change gears again and get back into some stuff, and we'll see. If we get interrupted again, I'm not nervous if you're not nervous.
Amen.
Amen. The service has already been good, so we've already crossed that threshold. Right? So I'm good. I am. There's nothing like His glory. There's nothing like His presence. There's nothing I desire. Yeah. Yeah. Dolly, what's the scripture? What's the psalm that I'm thinking of?
There's 150.
It's one of 150 of the psalms. Anyhow, about His presence. I don't know. But anyhow, what we were talking about is prayer. And we'll start moving back that direction. Maybe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maybe not. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Master. We worship you. We magnify you. We look to you. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Bible says His saints shall be joyful in glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joyful in glory. Ha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whew. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise. Y'all know that song, There's a Sweet Anointing? Mm-hmm. Help us out. Help a brother out. Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Father, for your presence, for your goodness, for your glory. Praise, 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 praise. Ha, ha, ha.
And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are sweet, sweet Spirit in this place.
Overflowing, step in.
and be set free.
Set free today.
That's it. There's a sweet anointing.
There's a sweet anointing flowing into this place. Step into the waters and see.
He will touch you.
He will touch you. He will change you. Fill you up to overflowing. Step in and be set free today.
I'm set free by His anointing.
I'm set free by His anointing.
I'm set free by His love.
I'm set free.
No longer.
No longer the same.
He will touch you.
He will touch you. He will change you. Fill you up to overflowing. Step in and be set free today.
There's a sweet anointing. Touch you, He'll change you, He'll fill you to overflowing. Glory to God. So we just invite you to engage with the presence that's here. Amen. And if that means you express joy, express joy. If that means you praise and just worship Him, do that. Amen. You'll be changed. You'll be changed. And you'll be set free. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise, 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 praise. One more time, there's a sweet anointing.
There's a sweet anointing flowing into this place. Step into the water.
He will touch you.
He will change you. Fill you.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for freedom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Friends, if you're here and you would say, you know, I sense something going on, but I really don't know how to, you know, I really don't know how to connect like you guys are talking about. I'm really not experiencing anything in terms of presence. You know, there's times where you might go to your vehicle and go to start it and it just the battery's weak. And so what do? You hook up to somebody whose battery is stronger. And if that's you, it's probably not everybody in the room. I don't expect it to be necessarily, but if that's you and you'd say, you know what, I just don't sense, but I want to. I want to experience some of the tangible presence of God like you're talking about. If you would want to come down either of these two aisles here, we will just like jumper cables, we'll connect our hands to your hands. Amen. And we'll help you in that regard. Praise the Lord. It's optional. It's not everybody in the room. But I'm just saying, if that's you, if that's anybody, we want to give you that opportunity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you put your hands out, my wife and I are going to, well, oh, my. There's the presence of God. Amen. Well, good. Well, good. Everybody else, you're filled and thrilled. Amen. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Hallelujah. Well, one more time, since you're so full, give the Lord a good shout. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Yes. My. Start praising. Start praising him out loud right now. Real good. While the music's still strong, they can keep playing. Can you praise him? Gotta open your mouth and let his praises flow. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Help him. Help him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 he's not through with you. Praise him. Praise him. You know, Jesus made this statement in John chapter 7. He said on that, the Bible says, on that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And it said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then the Bible said, this spake he of the Spirit, which they who were to believe on him should receive. At that point, the Spirit hadn't yet been given because Jesus hadn't yet been glorified. But how many know in Acts chapter 2, the Spirit was given?
Yes, yes.
The Spirit was given.
Yes, yes.
And on the day of Pentecost, they were all together, all in one accord, all in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. And tongues of fire, flames of fire sat upon each one of them. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? The fire of God sat on each one of them. And the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And with that experience, a group of mostly defeated, dysfunctional disciples became world changers. Yeah. But how many know there's not just one filling? There's not just one filling. There's many refillings. Matter of fact, in Acts chapter 4, just a few chapters later, we see them all getting refilled. Filled in. As they gathered together, they were filled. And I'll tell you, if nothing else, when God's presence floods the room, He wants to fill people with His presence. Amen. And you might say, well, I've been filled before. Well, that's great. But this today's not before. Today's today. Amen. And you need to be refilled. You need to be topped off. Hallelujah. And I can. And you might say, well, I am. No, you're not. I'll tell you if you are. Hallelujah. I can tell by the response whether you're full or just not quite full. And so, glory to God. We're just going to invite, if there's any others, let's say from these two sections here only. Now, you can still drink. You can still drink. But I'm saying if there's any others, you say, I want some help getting topped off. Well, we're here to volunteer. Amen. We'll help you out today. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
Thank you.
thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for renewal today. Thank you for a fresh and feeling today. Thank you for the rain in this place. You fill our life with good things. You fill our life with blessings. And we take the time and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy that's new each and every day. So many open doors. So many open doors. No, no, no. No, no.
Join in another tongue. Sing a new song to the Lord.
Lord, we thank you. Salabanzo
Nothing takes the place, of course, of the Word. You can't praise yourself and replace. You can't renew your mind through praise. You understand? And so you need Word. But by the same token, nothing takes the place of what the Spirit would like to do in bringing times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And the variety of things that are accomplished in times like this, where to the natural eyes it looks you could find humorous stuff in it, no doubt, and you can say, well, they're just being goofy. No, not being goofy, not being emotional.
It's not emotional.
It's spiritual. Amen. But the different things that are accomplished people's lives that are changed, set free. You understand the Holy Spirit can do in a few seconds what it took the devil decades to do. You're going to need the word too. And we give you the word too. Amen. But it's the word and the spirit. Amen. Word and spirit. Everybody say, I'm a word and spirit person. Always will be. Yes. Yes. If some of the things that happen look a little strange, well, God takes the foolish things of the world, and those whose pride doesn't allow them to enter in remain excluded. But those who will crucify the flesh and say, just give it all to me. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what it shows up like. I don't care. I just am too hungry for more of you. Those who hunger and thirst, what do they get? They are filled. Amen.
We trust you've enjoyed this message. Visit us at DufresneMinistries.org to learn of our upcoming meetings, share your testimony, become a partner, or visit our online store. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Dufresne Ministries.